We rode into Ellenberg 3 days later, as the sun was going down. Jochen was at my right hand on his skinny roan gelding, Bloody Anne at my left on her grey mare, and Sir Elland behind on his stolen warhorse, leading a column of 19 men on foot. The gate guards eyed us suspiciously as we approached the city wall at the south gate, but soldiers returning from war could hardly be turned away. Certainly not when they were led by a robed priest, they couldn't. The sound of our horses' hooves echoed in the gatehouse tunnel that cut through the wall, and then we were past the gates and into the city proper. The smell hit me like a fist in the face. Ellenberg was an industrial city, home to tanneries and smelting works and forges beyond counting. The river that ran along the east side of the city was a polluted nightmare of effluent from the factories that lined its bank. I had grown up here, and yet during the 3 years of the war, I had still managed to forget how it smelled. I patted my mare's glossy black neck to calm her. I had been given her by the captain when I took my holy orders. She was no city horse, and I could tell the noise and the smell were bothering her. I glanced back over my shoulder at the column of men behind us. Fat Luca had a big grin on him, and Cookpot was staring with wide eyes in his round face, drinking in the familiar sights. Two or three of the other lads had gone a bit green, and one of Jochen's country boys was actually bent over and vomiting into the gutter. I grinned. "Welcome to Old Reeky," I said. "Welcome to Ellenberg." They didn't look too welcomed, most of them. Jochen and me, Fat Luca and Cookpot, we were home. The rest of them looked like they were seeing the second worst thing of their lives. The very worst, of course, had been Avignon. We had all had Avignon in common, and that was what had forged the bond. That was what held us together. Men who have been through held together tend to stay together, if they can. The shepherds and pig farmers of the regiment might have left, but these lads, these ones who had been made of the sort of stuff that held men together under Jochen's chaotic leadership, or under my cold, harsh justice, these were lads who would stay together through anything. I hoped so, anyway. We rode out from the long shadow of the walls, and I looked around properly. The more I saw, the more I lost faith in the thought that Aunt Enid might have kept things in her grasp for the past 3 years. Ellenberg had never been a handsome city, it was true. This was no capital, and there were few grand buildings here. There were no palaces or great library or theatre or house of magicians, or any of the other things Sir Elland said he had seen in Dansburg, if he had ever been there. All the same, Ellenberg had been prosperous before the war. There was a grand, great temple of all gods on the hill at the top of Trader's Row, and I could see that still stood, at least. But now half the shops were boarded up, and I saw broken windows and alleys mounded with decaying refuse.